Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for Suits Data Management, welcoming you to the Talking Data podcast for the week of February 17th. With me today is Ed Burns, news and site editor for Search Business Analytics. Ed has been looking at the big data. One tough issue is to separate the hype from the reality. And surveys are one way to get a perspective, anyway, on what's real and what's not. In this area, I know you've been going over some material from the IDG people recently. They do a fine job at tracking markets and generally, and big data specifically. Can you give us an idea of what IDG is saying about this sometimes hard to define phenomenon?
Yeah, so just last month they put out their IDG Enterprise Big Data Survey. They got 751 respondents from their various websites, namely data science professionals. And one of the first findings that jumped out at me that I thought was interesting was that 49% said that they already have some sort of big data system in place. And so to me, that seemed like an opportunity for a little bit more in-depth questioning. It seems like a high number to me. When I think about big data, I'm mainly thinking about things like Hadoop and, you know, those really massive data systems, really powerful processing systems. And I would be surprised if 49% of people actually have a system like that in place. But so I'm wondering if a lot of the respondents were thinking more along the lines of, a data visualization system, or something a little bit smaller scale like that. But it just seemed like an interesting number to me that many people are claiming that they have a big data system in place already. Other somewhat interesting, less surprising findings maybe were organizations' top priorities around data for the coming year. Most said that they were planning on investing in hardware, software, also looking to hire some people to run the systems. Data scientists are the most in-demand job out there right now, according to the survey, as compared to data architects, data analysts, business analysts. And so I think that just reflects a lot of what we're seeing, a lot of what I hear is that organizations are really looking to expand their use of big data, but they're just having a hard time finding the people to run these systems. And it seems like that's probably going to be an ongoing challenge well into the year and, who knows, even beyond. I mean, it seems like it would take a lot to reverse that trend as far as, you know, more schools offering data science degrees or people who are already data scientists going back and updating their skills. Either way, it seems like that's going to be a problem that sticks around the industry for the foreseeable future. One of the last findings that I thought was really interesting was that half of the respondents said that there are no clear thought leaders in the big data space currently, whether it's a vendor or a trade organization out there. The respondents just didn't see anyone who's really taking charge and defining what big data means and laying out best practices for its use. And that struck me as really interesting because, I mean, obviously there have been some really strong efforts in the last few years to, incorporate big data for among organizations into what they do, and it just seems like there's still such little consensus on what it means, how to do it, what sort of benefits you should expect from a big data initiative. But so I think that there is a pretty big opportunity out there for a vendor who wants to come along and, maybe put out a product that really strongly defines what big data means or, prove some sort of strong ROI or, maybe some sort of trade organization of data scientists who want to get together and, start working towards really becoming that thought leader that a lot of people in the industry feel is lacking right now.
Well, okay. I'm be on the outlook for thought leaders. We'll work for data. And thanking you, Ed, for going through some of the the survey results, some of the thinking of IDG, and some of the obstacles, really, that are confronting the big data. This is Jack Vaughn for Search Data Management, thanking you for downloading or streaming along with us today. I've been talking with Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics, and for both of us, thanks.